Every day is just one heartbeat away from a headline. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
There was just so many failures here, it seems, as well. I mean, the school getting notified about this early on, and then we understand that they kind of bungled that up. They looked up the wrong kid. I mean, just what's going on? I mean, this is not new to our society that we have school shootings all the time. Why are they not being taken seriously in so many places? Or it's the crossing the T's and dotting the I's is seemingly a bridge too far for so many.
Well, I think you touched on it. There is this sense of humanness and this thought process that it could never happen to me.
Yeah.
It could never happen to this beautiful school, to our people. We watch things too closely. We're very safe. Everybody's very nice. And people get sucked into this feeling of security. And it could happen anywhere. The richest of schools, yeah. The poorest of schools, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Everybody's vulnerable. And until we decide to say every terroristic threat is going to be taken seriously, even if the kid is 8 years old,
yeah.
We have to take it seriously and charge. And until law enforcement takes every threat seriously and does proper investigation, and until the schools lock down when they get any sort of threat right then,
yeah.
We're going to see more and more school shootings.
It's so frustrating. Last week, you had mentioned some resources and things that are available to communities, but very few actually adopt them for coming in and preventative work on this. Can you mention those again? Because I think the more we can get that information out there to families, to parents and all that, that can then go to their schools and to their community boards and such and say, hey, we need to look at some of that, the better.
Well, let me mention a couple of things. First, it's law enforcement training for street survival that is offered by the FBI. It started up very early on under a guy named Phil Hayden, who I still work with. He started the Let's program. Skip Stites kept it going. There are many, probably about 40 to 50 Let's instructors within the FBI. They're all SWAT trained. They're all firearms trained, and they're tactically trained. And they actually provide free training to local departments, just like this department, that teaches how to respond to different sorts of threats and shoot, don't shoot situations, active shooter, as well as school shootings. All of that needs to be taken advantage of by these local small departments. That's first and foremost, because if we can get the people trained properly, this isn't their first time they run up against it. They've already seen it in a training scenario and they know what to do. Mm-hmm. Secondly, there are many, many companies out there that offer school shooting training. And I understand that they now, almost all schools, like we did a fire drill and a tornado drill, right? They do the active shooter drills. Yeah. And I don't think it was a lack of notification. It sounds like that was all done well. The school resource officer did a great job. But are we really training everyone in the school, for instance, the people who received the call, right? The in this case, the teacher and the school psychologist, I believe, received the report. It was a counselor. Is everybody getting the proper training? And there are so many programs out there that a district can bring in individuals to say, this is what we need to do. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're lacking. Training and understanding, I believe, first and foremost.
Hopefully, that can be stepped up. It seems like the resources are there. We just need to implement them. And people need to be, I don't know how you can't be more motivated at this point after how many school shootings we've had. Just go and refresh yourself someday. Go on YouTube and go watch the live coverage of Sandy Hook or any of these horrible, horrible events. And then tell me after that you got too much going on that you can't reach out to your district or you can't reach out to your local department and say, what are we doing here? How can we do this and get more parents involved? Because it's going to take that. They'll do it if there's demand, if the community says, we need this done. But that comes first from the community. And I hope that we can get more people doing that.
I agree, Tony. And then I want to just touch on one other thing. Yeah. And that is making the schools physically safer.
Yeah.
And if that means diverting money from a brand new math textbook or you know, from a football stadium, yeah. You know, a new basketball gym, whatever it might be, it needs to be diverted. Yeah. And that is fencing. I'm not talking about concertina wire. I'm not talking about it looking like a prison. You can have the most beautiful fences put up, but you need some sort of barrier so cars can't just drive in. We've seen it before in school shootings committed where the car can just drive right in. The second thing is they've got to have one entrance point and one egress point. That's just protection 101. How come our banks are safer than our schools?
Yeah.
Well, it's so amazing to me.
And it's funny because, I mean, I remember I was in high school when Columbine happened. It was my last year. And I remember right after that, we had one entrance and they really watched it. And then slowly year after year after that, I was hearing from other students that were it all just kind of slowly eroded. And then kind of you could come and go or they say they have the one entrance. I've witnessed this myself. At a high school just right down the road where I've had kids go, where, you know, they can kind of come and go out of any entrance. Technically, they're not supposed to. Nothing's enforced, though. People are letting the door opening for this. People are jamming the doors open. It's just not taken seriously. There needs to be consequences for these things. They need to step it up and maybe not have giant glass doors everywhere that can be shot through. I mean, it just seems like these are very easy things to address, but... Again, it probably goes to, it's not going to happen here. The media overplays it. No, we don't. We're just telling the facts. And it's a shame that people don't like to hear the facts because it just keeps happening.
Yeah. And you know, I have to say, I was just at my child's school yesterday. And, you know, if somebody wants to come in, they can. Yeah. But we do have armed guards. It's completely fenced, and we have an armed guard. You have to stop before you can even drive into the campus at a high school.
Well,
I mean, that's
few and far between, though. I love that. That's great. But the thing is, it's got to be a very small percentage of actual high schools in this country.
It is. But I guess my point is, if you can have one point of entrance and egress at the very beginning with vehicles being able to get in, that's so much more cost effective and more effective. In other words, if you have a guard that's sitting behind the reception desk that's standing there, what is he really doing? Yes, he can guard that egress and entrance point, but boy, preventing somebody coming in that is not allowed on that campus because they don't have a sticker or because of something else going on, that is, it's just a thought, but you get my point.
Yeah, there's a lot of practical
things that can be done.
A lot of practical and pragmatic ways of doing this. It just needs to be done. That's all. and we need to find the ways to do that.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.